then let's not do this anymore, because I'm really getting frustrated, and I'm really, really, really sick of this argument.
Stop. I'm sorry.
Okay, so let me go, and you go, and I'll speak to you in a couple hours. Okay? Okay?
Stop. Okay.
Why are you saying stop?
Because
may I
so,
go?
Please, it causes me so much stress when you leave, when you walk away from me with that. It's like you don't understand how much worse you're making this.
I can't believe this.
Please, you're making it worse for me.
Okay, I'm sorry for you.
Please, I'm only trying to tell you so that you know you're causing me immense stress right now when you walk away like that. There's no reason to be mad.
Well, then say goodbye. I haven't walked away. You're not saying goodbye. You won't let me fucking leave. Let me leave.
Oh, stop rushing me! Stop pushing me in the corner and then poking me with a stick and then saying, why are you saying the words you want me to say? Stop poking me! Stop rushing me! Stop throwing me against the wall and going, what? You don't like that wall? You don't like the fucking wall? Stop pushing me!
Remember, I'm not pushing you. I'm rushing you. I said, I need space. I don't want this conversation anymore right now. I need space. And I will take my space, whether you like it or not. I will take it.
I drink your water. I drink it up. Every day, I drink the blood of lamb from Bandage Tract. You can sit down again.
Desperate times.
I know.
I need a friend.
Yes, of course you do.
I'm sinned. I need help. I'm a sinner. I've let the devil grab hold of me in ways I never imagined. I'm so full of sin.
The Lord sometimes challenges us, doesn't he, Lord?
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Daniel, yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Failed to alert me to the recent panic in our economy, and this, I must have this. I must have this. My investments have. Daniel, I won't bore you, but if I could grab the Lord's hand for help, I would. But he does these things all the time. These mysteries that he presents, and while we wait. Or we wait for his word!
Church, you're not the chosen brother, Eli. It was Paul who was chosen. As he found me and told me about your land, you're just a fool.
Why are you talking about
I did what
Paul?
Your brother
Don't
couldn't.
Say
I
this
broke
to me.
You and I beat you. It was Paul who told me about you. He's the prophet. He's the smart one. He knew what was there, and he found me to take it out of the ground. You know what the funny thing is? Listen, listen, listen. I paid him $10,000 cash in hand. Just like that. He has his own company now. A prosperous little business, 3 wells producing $5,000 a week. Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense. You're just the afterbirth.
No.
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece. Where were you when Paul was suckling at his mother's teat? Where were you? Who was nursing you, poor Eli? One of Bandit's sows? That land has been had. Nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's had.
If you would just you take this lease, Daniel.
Drainage, Eli, you boy. Drain dry. I'm so sorry. If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, And I have a straw. There it is. That's a straw. You see? Watching. And my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Don't bully me, Daniel.
Did you think your song and dance and your superstition would help you, Eli? I am the third revelation. I am who the Lord has chosen. Because I'm smarter than you. I'm older.
I'm your own friend, Daniel.
Oh, my mother, false prophet.
Help me, please.
Sniveling boy. I am the third revelation. I am the third revelation. I told you I would eat you.
We're family.
I told you I would eat you up.
We're brothers. We're brothers. We're brothers. Daniel, please forgive me. I beg you.
That's it.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. I'm Luigi with the McBranch PNN. Today is Wednesday, May 18th. What are we going to talk about? Today is going to be a Paul News Central special. But also, today was super fucking exciting. I got lots of stuff to talk about. So I might do some regular 4chan threads at the end of the show. Just because there's so much stuff to talk about today and I gotta talk about it. So let's get right into it. I got a lot to talk about. Oh, and the next show I do will probably be a Friends Chan special. Going over Friends Chan. The 4chan alternative. I'll break it down. We'll go into it. I'll surf it. We'll see how it holds up. That'll be the next show probably. Maybe. But for today, Paul News Central special. For those that didn't catch my last episode, Paul News Central's fucking back. Holy shit. Everyone, go check out polnewscentral.com. Polnewscentral.com. Daily news. Free daily news. No ads. No ads. No nothing except news. Delicious news. And Hitler quotes. Daily Hitler quotes. I mean, what better? What more could you ask for? Wednesday, 18th, May 2022. God, what, are we in fucking Europe? Are you in Europe, Paul News Central Lenon? Fuck. Are you British, Paul News Central Lenon? What's going on? America. Okay, I'm getting too distracted. The Hitler quote for the day. Consider that only 6 or 7 poor devils who were entirely unknown came together to found a movement which should succeed in doing what the great mass parties have failed to do, namely, to reconstruct a German Reich, having even greater power and glory than before Adolf Hitler. Okay, for today, I'm going to go over just the main news, and then, I don't know, maybe some side stuff that looks interesting. That'll be the show. And then we'll get into the meat and potatoes. I'm just so excited to pull New Central's back. We got, the real president is whoever controls the teleprompter. Musk delivers scathing criticism of Biden. Did Musk get red-pilled, guys? Seems like he's getting more and more based, or maybe he's going more and more crazy as time goes on. I don't know. It's so great. So great. He almost named the Jews today. He said he was voting Republican today. Straight up said he was voting Republican. I cannot imagine the seething that's going on. I cannot imagine the amount of Democrats that used to love him, and own a Tesla. I guarantee you they own a Tesla too. And now they hate him. They're like, I hate this dude and I own this Tesla. I love it. But yeah, Musk said, the real president's whoever controls the teleprompter. It was so good. He told the virtual conference he believed the government had printed too much money in the recent years. Dude, yes, like a 10,000% increase, dude. I remember I was in the grocery store, and this person was talking about the inflation or something. I'm like, yeah, maybe it's because we've printed more money in the last 2 years than ever in history. Ever before. In the last 2 years, we printed more money than in the whole history of the United States. That doesn't seem a little strange to you, why everything's so expensive? I told this lady, and she just kind of sat there and was like, huh. Like, I blew her mind a little bit. Like, yeah, we put in more money in the last 2 years, lady, than in the whole history of the United States. And you're wondering why everything's so expensive? Fuck. Then it says U.S. inflation rose by 8.3% in April. Yeah, no, dude. Maybe, like, 83%. You know, or 50% or something. I don't know, double digits. It ain't 8. It ain't fucking 8. It's at least 10. At least. You know, it's probably 14. 1488. Next story is Pentagon investigates itself, finds it did nothing wrong. Wow, imagine that. The Pentagon investigates itself and found it did nothing wrong. That's like the is this for the January 6th thing? No. It's an internal Pentagon investigation for the 2019 airstrike that killed 64 civilians in Syria. Who cares, dude? Who gives a fuck? But yeah, that's like sending the... That's like the last episode. I was like, yeah, you're going to send the FBI all this voter fraud stuff, dude. They did it. They were implicit in it. January 6th, all that stuff. They're leftists. They're all heavy leftists. They work for Clinton. Or should I say the Clintons? They work for the Clintons. Like, God, man. Then we got Pennsylvania teacher busted for sexual relationship with student after husband alerts principal. No shit, dude. The teacher's husband found out that his wife was cheating with a kid and he fucking went to the principal. Shit, dude, go to the cops, you fuck. Go to the police. He goes to the... He's all jealous, so he goes to her employer instead of going to the fucking police. You know, like, he's not thinking right. These people, like, dude, she fucked a child. Go to the police, you fuck. Her husband, who did freelance work for the school's music department, found incriminating messages on her iPad after coming home from a recent trip to Florida. So the kid was sexting her and he... Papa caught it. This is, remarkably, her predecessor as the school's music director is also facing similar charges of sexual misconduct with students. Is it just a known thing at that school? Like, the kids fuck the music teachers? Is that how it goes in that school? Shit. Pennsylvania, too. What the fuck? Pennsylvania. Oh my gosh, dude. Pennsylvania. I have family in Pennsylvania. I have family that is very closely connected to Penn State. And when all that Penn State pedophilia shit was going down, where the guy was literally leading kids down into his basement, and his wife was just like, yep, that's okay. That's totally fine. And he was molesting the kids down there, and then he got caught. He was the coach or something, and everyone freaked out. Every single Penn Stater, dude, worshipped that dude. It's a weird, like, some weird Pennsylvania mind virus, dude. They're all indoctrinated like crazy to that school. Penn State, fucking crazy. And then he sent his kids there to Penn State willingly and enthusiastically. Because he was a Penn Stater and his kids are going to be Penn Staters. Even after all that molestation shit was buried and shit. Just so crazy. Like, okay, I hate Penn State. Then we got exclusive. Former Trump aide posts online a searchable database containing a huge trove of more than 120,000 emails from Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop, calling them a modern-day Rosetta Stone of white and blue-collar crime. Guys, I had shown Poll News Central a long time ago that there was going to be another Hunter Biden email drop in a couple months or something. That was the post. And I had got that post from either, I think it was Salt Shaker or someone else. It was probably Salt Shaker. Someone sent me, probably Salt Shaker, sent me the link to that post. Well, here we go, guys. 2 months later, 120,000 emails had been dropped. There's a site. I'm sure you can find it. It's super easy. Let me find it. Let me see if I can get it. I think it's like HunterBidenEmails.com or something. I'd say Google it, but they'll probably censor that shit. I don't know. Yandex it. Yep, here we go. Here's the treasure trove of emails, guys. Get digging. There's already Hunter Biden email generals, and they're digging. But the shooter's stuff is way more interesting right now to me, and I'm sure other people, which makes... A lot of people are saying, it's a distraction from the Hunter Biden emails, it's a distraction, I guess. And then fuck Biden, dude, Biden goes out and to the, the cemetery or the funerals or whatever the fuck for all those people that died out in that place, for the 10 people that died from that kid, okay? And he's talking about how white supremacy is so bad, blah, 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 blah. Dude, what was that, like a month ago, 2 months ago, dude? That black dude took his car and, like, plowed through the Christian parade, killing over 50 people and then injuring 20. So we're talking 60, 70 plus people injured, hurt, killed by this dude who was a black supremacist, known, proven black supremacist. Where was Joe Biden then? For those 60 plus Americans that died, crickets. But these 10 people, fuck, gotta make a ministry of truth, gotta fucking crack down on 4chan and Discord and all these other places, fuck. 8kun. We'll look at some of the side news. Let's see, anything interesting. BLM paid the co-founder's baby daddy like almost $1 million to do, quote, life production, design, and media, unquote. Jesus. It's called money laundering. Okay, we'll move on to the actual threads today. I wanted to see if Pull News Central was talking about any of the stuff I was talking about before I did, because I want to see if it overlapped and I could just pop into the threads or not. I don't think he did, so we'll just hit into it. So what are we going to talk about today? Amber Heard fucked over 30 guys while married to Johnny Depp. Tesla removed from ESG index due to concerns about autopilot. Then nuclear happening, stock market crash. Then Elon names the Jew. And we'll end with, this is how you fake a shooting and make it look like there are bullet impacts. That'll be the end. First, Amber Heard fucked over 30 guys while married to Johnny Depp. Here's the clip with fucking Asmongold. God, I hate Asmongold so much. He became popular from literally hitting himself in the head with a board. I guess how could I stay mad at that? How could I stay mad at that face? But he pretends to be poor, and he is so fucking rich. Dude, he's a multi-millionaire, that guy. Multi-millionaire. And the dude looks like he just got off of out of the back street of New York or some shit. Fucking homeless. I don't know. It's weird. But here we go.
Did you ever notice anyone visiting Amber Heard at night while Mr. Depp was away?
During the time that I was living there?
Yes.
Yes.
On how many occasions?
I wouldn't even be able to estimate. Yes.
Was it more than 20?
Yes.
Holy shit!
More than 30?
Yes.
Was it more than 50?
Again, I can't really speculate.
Oh my god!
When did that first occur?
Damn!
I mean, I'm not privy to her comings and goings, and she had other friends than us that were coming to see her. So.
Wow!
So she's full on fucked 30 guys. I mean, that's a typical woman, right? Typical woman shit, right? What happened to loyal trad wives? What happened to that? Fuck. First post is an Aussie saying e-celeb reaction video. Kill yourself, faggot. Yeah, I don't know. I showed my friend the Johnny Depp trial like the first day it came out. He didn't even know what the fuck like it was even going on, and now he's like so engrossed in it. Like it latched onto his normie brain and just gripped him. He cannot get out of it. He's like, I'll go watch it every day. I watch it a little bit every now and then, but it's just Johnny got Me Too'd. I do not agree with Me Too in the way it is done, and I believe Johnny's innocent, so, and based on everything I've seen, it looks like he's fucking innocent. I mean, not complete. Look, their relationship is fucked up, okay? Fucked up. But everyone knows Johnny does drugs, you know? Everyone knows Johnny's on drugs. Everyone should know that's not gonna be the greatest relationship in the world. I don't know. Just typical relationship problems, nothing new to me.
Get all about me, because guess what? That's what's gonna happen. He's not gonna let me be your friend. He's not gonna let us do stuff together. And there's no way it's gonna be able to work. And you're gonna have to come to a point where you're gonna choose him or me, and you're gonna choose him. You will. Because that's what everyone does. That's what always happens. It's never me. I'm never good enough.
Whatever. The fact that she wrote an article, though, and just annihilated him, and now he's, like, counter-suing, the whole thing is just... I don't... It's whatever it is. What is it, guys? Tell me what it is. This American says, imagine thinking Johnny didn't fuck twice as many girls in that time. Dude, yeah, for sure. You think it's a one-way street? You think that Johnny doesn't fuck the hottest women that just... I bet he's fucking his lawyer right now. Have you seen his lawyer? He has to be fucking her. It's gotta be. This American says, I think Johnny Depp is a cool guy and Amber Heard's a bitch. Yeah, I pretty much agree with that, but I just... This whole trial is just too much Normie attention. Moving on. Tesla removed from ESG index due to concerns about autopilot. Walter Bloomberg says, S&P Dow Jones Indices says it has removed Tesla Incorporated, Tesla-O, from its S&P 500 ESG Index. S&P executive cites concerns, including Tesla's handling of investigation after crashes linked to autopilot. OP says ESG was always about forcing companies to install political commissars throughout corporate America and to be able to divest $20 trillion in government pension funds from political enemies. I guess they gave up pretending it was about anything else, LMAO. What does that sentence mean? It means a bunch of woke investors took the retirement money from millions of Americans. That's what it means. This dude says, Green Text, uh-oh, Goyim. Looks like a black person made up some lies and said you're racist. Say goodbye to your company. Yeah. Oh, this is good. Nobody wants, nobody likes niggers and kikes. This dude says, it's likely the Jays are going to conspire to throw Tesla under the bus since Elon Musk is now a problem. Hope Musk wins. This dude responds, name the Jews pussy. Stop being pathetic. Dude, this dude, we're getting such an influx of normies right now. You could just tell. You could tell. And it's not even shills. It's normies. It's a difference. It's because this is hitting mainstream news, guys. And we're getting like regulars on here. Not Redditors. Because it's like they don't know how to... you could tell. These are normies. It's likely the Jays are going to conspire. You can't say Jews, let alone kikes or niggers yet. You'll get there, bro. We'll guide you on the right path. Environmental social governance score. Poetry. This dude posts a picture of The Rock saying, what is an ESG score? And then the alien chick from The Mountain, the Alien Mountain movie. Race to Which Mountain? God, Race to Which Mountain? You know, as a kid, I really loved the original Race to Which Mountain movie. That movie's surreal. Very surreal movie. Strange movie, thinking back on that thing. Anyways, it's that girl. It determines how compliant your business is with the leftist agenda. And then The Rock is like, what? I got kind of distracted in the middle of that meme. This dude posts a picture of Tesla in 2019 saying walking into Pride Month, like, and it's like a Tesla and Pride Month parade. It's funny how you can do all this woke stuff for your ESG score and then you mess up one time and they fuck you. You're out. It's like you can suck their dick for months and months and months and months and months. Like, I don't want to suck it anymore. You're out of the house. Whatever, moving on. Nuclear happening. Stock market crash. It's only noon. Negative 8% by 4 p.m. Now that you will own nothing, are you happy yet, Anon? No, I won't be happy until everything is crumbled. First post of the leaf saying, bullish. Nah, not yet. It'll be bullish soon, but not yet, Leaf. We're almost there. We're almost towards bullish. This American says, I made money shorting SPY again. SPY. When you're a speculator, you always win. Stay poor, retard. Yeah, if you think it's gonna crash, you know, buy puts. Yeah, that's what he's doing. But puts are so dangerous. Calls are safe. Puts are not safe. But who knows? Maybe you'll get it. This guy posts the Target sell-off. Like, what's causing this today? I guess there was like almost a 25% drop in Target stock. Spoilers, guys. A long time ago, I worked for Target. Long time ago. It was actually one of my favorite jobs. They were so nice there. And the company was legit. They did stuff by the book. Unlike a lot of the places I worked at. So I don't know. I don't really have anything bad to say about Target except they really doubled down on that woke shit. Yeah, where'd that get you, Target? Where'd that get you, dumb shit? I almost feel bad for them a little bit. Because, I mean, Target's better than Walmart. I mean, if you had to choose between Target and Walmart, you're going to go to Walmart? Yeah, probably because it's cheaper. Because of those fucking Jews. This German says, I bought this morning, so naturally it dumps. I should let my friends know in advance whenever I'm about to place an order. They can probably take a lot of money by shorting whatever I'm about to buy. Why are you buying right now, you dumb shit? Dude, everything's crashing. Unless the Fed comes out and says, like, we're going to raise rates. Or some stupid shit like that. Not actually raising them, because that'll fucking crash everything. If they came out, I don't know, if they kick the can somehow. We're going to do a $5 trillion bailout again before it even happens or some stupid shit. I don't know. Who knows? Dumb. Buy SQQQ or buy puts or just wait. just wait and buy when it's really, really low. After everything crashes, people are like, it's just 1%. Oh, it's only 2%. Ah, what's 5%? Fucking 10%. Shit. This America says, this is why no one takes you seriously. Shit goes up 2%, down 2%, up 2%, down 2%. Nothing burger. I guess it's been steadily down the past couple months, dude. Steadily down. It's not like it's like up, down, up, down. It's like steadily down. Not just that. Can you not see the bubble going on? You know the trillions we've printed and the billions we're sending to Ukraine right now instead of helping our economy? And you're thinking it's just going to keep going up forever? Don't know. This American says, it'll still be like negative 3% at the end of the day. All the big moves happen when the market opens and when things settle down. 1,164 is what it went down today. Almost 1,200. So yeah, it's negative 4% at the end of the day. The dude's pretty correct, but I mean, so? It's a lot. We'll see. Plus, you gotta understand, like, every time the stock market's crashed, they put more and more of these shenanigan blockers in there. Like, when people start panic selling, they can just shut it off. Like, communist fucks. Like, fascist assholes. They can just stop people buying and selling. They can prevent them from doing it. Because that's what a natural organic market does. This is the thing, guys. Capitalism is amazing. Capitalism is fucking fantastic. But in capitalism, people must be allowed to fail. Things have to be able to fail. When you have a monopoly so big that it threatens to wipe out your entire country because it's going under, then maybe that institution should be broken up into many smaller institutions that compete against each other, because that's what capitalism is about, competition. When there's no longer competition, you no longer have capitalism. It is not capitalism anymore, even though it may look like it, it's not. You now have a system called corporate welfare. In this system, corporations are given welfare, not individuals. Corporations are saved from going bankrupt, not individuals. Corporations get the gibs. That's who gets the gibs in the corporate welfare state. We need to return to true capitalism. True capitalism. No monopolies, no Jewish tricks. Yes, there can be regulation in a capitalist system, but it needs to be the right and correct type of regulation. Should you prevent a kid from opening a lemonade stand because of some stupid fucking law? No. Let the kid fucking sell his lemonade. And if people buy it and get sick, boo fucking who? That's their fault. They bought their fucking lemonade. God, everyone's such a fucking pansy pussy now. Like, fuck. We're shutting down the children's lemonade stand while multi-billion dollar companies get bailed out and little Jenny can't sell a fucking lemonade. Like, that's the system we live in right now. That's our capitalism, guys. Little Jenny can't sell her fucking lemonade, but the big Jew gets a fucking big handout from the taxpayer. Does that sound like capitalism to you? Because it doesn't sound like capitalism to me. This dude says, buy the dip, it's all on sale. Yeah, but you gotta find out how far the dip's gonna go. When's the dip stop? It says, nigger stole my bicycle. He's like linking to the stock chart. Nigger stole my bike. Nigger stole my bike.
Jokes, just the perfect day, I would say. I went on a ride on the job, what a slide. Pretty girls were there to make my eyes stare. I went to my bike and I suffered a shock. All that left was cut chain lock. Yeah, bike. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. Yeah, bike. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. You motherfucking son of a bitch. I hope you die when you crash in a bottomless ditch. If I ever find you out there alive, you will curse the day you stole my bike. Yeah, nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. Oh, bike. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. Now I have to hike. Oh, my body left his ass when he saw me walk. Others even when I shot him with a rock. Silent footsteps down the way in my head. Stupid song sways. Yeah, bike. Cause nigga stole my bike. Yeah, nigga stole my bike. And now I have to hike. Oh, cause bike. Yeah, nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. And now I have to hike. Oh.
This leaf says SQQQ at closing bell made my pee pee hard. For those, I keep saying buy SQQQ. You guys might not even know what the fuck that is. What is SQQQ? It's an ETF, you know? Remember all what we're all talking about, like the ESG and the ETFs and stuff, okay? That's what SQQQ is. It's an ETF. What is that? It's like a bunch of this stuff put together. It's like a bunch of short... It's a bunch of stocks being shorted. I think it's the whole NASDAQ. It's basically every single NASDAQ stock is shorted in this stock. So basically, what does that mean? Basically, when the stock market goes down, SQQQ goes up. So if you buy a bunch of SQQQ and then the stock market goes down, you will gain money. Your stock will be worth more. Now, this is a weird, this is a stock you do not want to hold on to, okay? This is not a stock thing. This is not a thing you hold on to, okay? Because this will only go up when the stock market's going down. So you buy it basically at the height of the stock market before the bubble pops, and then when the stock market crashes, you'll make shitloads of fucking money, okay? That's what this is. And then when you think you've hit the bottom, like when you think the stock market has hit the bottom, that's when you sell. You do not hold on to it, because if the stock market goes back up, guess what? Your SQQQ is gonna go down. SQQ does the opposite of what the stock market does. Let's see, what do we got? SQQ is up almost 10% at the closing bell. What's that mean? That means if you put $100,000 in that at the beginning of the day, you would have made $10,000. Not that much. Not that much. But, you know, it's cumulative, I guess, if it keeps going down. 10,000, 10,000, 10,000. I mean, that's making 10,000 bucks in a day ain't no joke, but I guess you needed 100,000 to put up. Moving on. Elon names the Jew. Exxon is top-rated 10 best in the world for environment, social, and governance score by S&P 500, while Tesla didn't even make the list. ESG is a scam. It has been weaponized by phony social justice warriors. Elon names the Jew. This first post says, really, I'm very bothered by the constant misuse of that phrase. Yeah. This guy responds, this, he didn't name shit. I think they're trying to obfuscate the meaning. Then the other dude responds, they absolutely are. I've been seeing it misused in the most blatant ways for a while by one post ID shills, always for some conservative or LOL Bert type. We got a lot of normies right now too, dude. But one post ID is sketch. This Finnish anon says, for once in my life, I have to agree with Elon here. Exxon might have better social justice points than Tesla. I don't know. But environment? Dude, no. Dude, Tesla went to like fucking gay fag pride parades and shit, everything. And they still got extradited from that as soon as Elon started fucking with Twitter. Speaking of that, dude, guys, I finally got banned off fucking Spotify. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, how's my show still up on fucking Spotify? When it would get banned like every week, and it finally got taken down they said it was music. The music I had it in there. I'm sure it had nothing to do with me talking about a mass shooter in America. I'm sure it had nothing to do with that. I'm sure it was the music. I'm sure that was why. I told you I was gonna be extra spicy that episode. And it was risky. I don't bullshit. This American says he didn't name them, but more people need to know about ESG Kikery. Dude, for sure. Dude, no one knows about it. I told you, I always watch all those videos and people are like, why are they doing this? Why are they making everything so woke? Fucking ESG score, you dumb shits. God, I always post in the comments and no one ever, they never figure it out. The normies never figure it out. This American says Teslas are throwaway scrap cars that are toast around 10 years in. They're not very friendly to the environment, so they don't deserve to be on that list. Dude, that's bullshit, man. There's a guy that literally goes around and picks up, like, junk or Teslas, repairs them, and then, like, redrives them and stuff. I mean, it's very hard to repair them, and he said he runs into so many difficulties trying to get it authorized with Tesla and stuff. So yeah, they're kind of Jewy like that. I get it, but you can replace the battery, and the battery's worth money. So I mean, you're gonna pay $2,000 or $3,000 or whatever to replace that battery, and they're gonna pay you $1,000 for your old battery. Whatever. Welcome to capitalism. Okay, final threat of the day. This is how you fake a shooting and make it look like there are bullet impacts. Post is simulations, FX training system, non-lethal, reduced energy. The FX system is comprised of FX marking cartridges, weapon conversion kits, and personal protective equipment. These are paint chalk marker rounds that are fired through real guns using gunpowder. They've been used for decades in military training. Okay, so they're not rubber, they shoot chalk. This Baker says the shooting was real. I know one of the people that died, fuck off. Dude, the shooting was real, bro. Like, fuck it, eh? Some dude posted the pic of the chick getting shot in the head. A lot of people were saying, like, there's no bullet hole, where's the hole? But dude, it's less than 480p quality, guys. There's artifacts. It's, you guys, he was streaming this, okay? So it's going over Wi-Fi. You're gonna get artifacts in the video with that in it. Regardless of if it's trying to compress the video to stream it on fucking Twitch, it makes complete sense that you wouldn't be able to see the fucking hole when the video is so small. We're looking at, like, blurry town. As for the blood, he didn't really stay. I mean, he shot people and he just moved along. He didn't really stay there. And a lot of them were, like, shot in the chest with, like, this AR. It just goes straight through. And I can see some blood on the chick behind this chick in the back. I can see blood on her. It's just hard to see because the video is such shit quality. And I'm sure if he stayed here and slowly watched her bleed out, we would have got blood. So whatever. This guy responds, she moves her hands to her face after she was shot. No one does that. Upon a blow to the head, your arms move to the side of your body. Have you killed nothing in your life? And he posts a picture of some guy getting shot in the face like 5 times and his arms go limp. Look, dude, you can hit their nervous system in a way that the signal keeps going out. If you've ever seen an animal die, or other people, minus your example, sometimes, even after they're dead, their body's still spazzing around and shit because there's still nervous system signals going around to the limbs, okay? It happens. It can happen. I've seen it. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see any real reason to fake this, or, I mean, it's just so easy just to wait, and then when someone does it, just to take advantage of it. That's what I see happening. All the media and Joe Biden and everyone just taking advantage of this happening when they probably were a large reason and the cause of it. A lot of gore in this thread. Oh, there's one more thread I had to talk about, guys. Oh my god, I'm so glad I just remembered it. Oh my god, bonus, amazing, magical bonus extra thread. Bonus thread. Bonus thread at the end of the show. Oh my god, magical bonus thread. Retired at 20 and lost it all. This guy had quite the wild ride. Retiring at 20 with 4.6 million, only to lose it all. God, this is a Reddit wall of text. I need to get this off my chest. I'm not sure how to process everything that just happened to me in the past 24 hours. I was born January 14th, 2002. Zoomer. I started my trading journey about a year and a half ago in December 2020. When I graduated high school in June 2020, I was lucky enough to receive a rare internship that lasted from the end of June to the beginning of November. It was full-time work, and during that time I saved well over $15,000. My cousin told me about the stock market and how it's better to put your money in there instead of a savings account. I looked into it and did just that. I withdrew the entire $15,000 and deposited it into Robinhood in late December. Due to my boldness at the age of 18, I came across BNGO and bought in around 88 cents a share and purchased about 17,000 shares, which costed the entire $15,000. I held for 2 months and was up thousands, but still I managed to fight through it and hold. I had a sell limit at 10, and to my surprise it was filled. That trade turned my $15,000 into $170,000. Okay, right there, if that kid had bought calls instead of just the stock is safer, mind you. Okay, putting all his money into the stock, incredibly safe. If he wanted to be a little more risky and gamble, if he put that $15,000 into calls, long-term calls on that stock, it wouldn't have been $170,000, guys. It would have been millions. He would have been a millionaire off of that one trade. But whatever, he still ends up turning into a millionaire, but this is funny how this works out. Continuing, this was the beginning of my success. I started stocks for over a year since then, and fast forward to February 2022, I turned my initial $15,000 from December into about $4.6 million after taxes. It took so many trades to get to that point. I was ready to retire from trading because I had read a lot of stories about people losing it all after multiple bad trades, and swore to myself that I'd do everything I could to avoid that. I deposited the rest into a crypto exchange. Bad idea, bro. Why would you keep it in a crypto exchange? That's the worst idea. That's Mt. Gox shit. It took a while to do that, but eventually it was done. I deposited all but $10,000. I used that $10,000 to book a luxurious stay in Italy. As I was looking for some good long-term holds, my cousin informed me about Luna. I was really intrigued with what he had told me. So intrigued, I decided that my money would be safe there. Stupidly, I bought over 55,000 Luna at $80+ during the dip because I trusted my cousin so much, since he was the main reason I got so far in the first place. My vacation just so happened to be in May, and my number one rule when I'm on vacation is to never check my stocks or anything. I wish I could go back in time. I just got back from my vacation yesterday and saw that my 55K of Luna was worth about $500, $4,600,000 into $500 in a matter of weeks. I haven't processed this yet. I know when I do, I'm not sure if I'll recover. I lost everything. I never even thought it was a possibility. I had never witnessed something like that in my entire trading career with stocks. I was about to retire with my girlfriend, whom I spent my entire first half of the month with in Italy. She always helped me in the past whenever I had losses with stocks. She was my light in the darkness. When I told her the news, she just hung up. She texted me to never talk to her again, and that I ruined her dreams. I didn't even cry. The only reason why I didn't is because I haven't fully processed this yet. I know eventually it's going to hit me. I have about $2,000 left over my savings account. I don't even want to look at it because I believe it'll hit me when I do. The reality will sink in, and I fear nothing more than it. I want to thank everyone for reading my story. I really needed to get this off my chest. I'm not sure what will happen and blah, 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 blah. Who cares what happens? Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Dude, the dude lost fucking $4 million. Dude. You know what this kid's problem was? He all-inned. You got portfolio diversity, guys. Portfolio diversity. Can't put all your eggs in one basket. That's what this kid just learned. No, don't put all your eggs into one basket. Don't gamble with what you're not willing to lose. Man, sounds to me like this kid just all-inned a lot. He took all the money he had, he bought stocks, and then he waited. And then he thought that that buying crypto was the same as buying stocks. Crypto only go up. Yeah. Because if you just buy a bunch of stock, I mean, it is relatively safe. It's safer than crypto. And I don't think this kid got that. And then not only that, he all-inned on one coin. That's spread your shit out, guys. Especially if you have $4 million. If you have $4 million, how do you not, a million here, a million here, a million here. I mean, you could even, 100,000 here, 100,000 here, 100,000 here, 100,000 here, 100,000 here, 100,000 here, 100,000 here. Come on, dude. Fuck, man. Just four, all in on Luna. That's what you did, huh? Fuck me, dude. Fuck. This America says, how do retards like this end up with $4 million? Because they find something that works and they keep doing it. He kept all-inning on stocks, on meme stocks, and he kept winning. How he didn't get tricked with the GME is beyond me, though. I mean, and when I say tricked with GME, I mean, like, holding the bag. Like, I bought GME when it was low, and I bought GME when it was 50 bucks. Sold when it was, like, 400. So, I mean, I was good. But this guy, I don't know, maybe he was good, too. Maybe he bought it 50, sold it 200. He probably bought AMC, I assume. That's probably what he did. Man, dude. Should have bought AMC instead of GME. I bought both, you know. I bought portfolio diversity, but I didn't have as much AMC, so whatever. Plus, I just don't have a lot of money to invest. It sucks. It sucks when you don't have many money, you know. You need money to make money. This American says, green text, my entire trading career. Little zoom zoom. Little zoom zoom. Yeah, like, you don't even know what you're talking about, kid. You haven't even experienced life. This American says, green text, which guy has girlfriend? Green text, loses it all. Green text calls her. Green text, never talk to me again. How are women supposed to be respected any more than money? It's called gold digging, bro. And that kid, maybe that kid learned. Maybe that kid figured it out. The chick was fine when he was rich. As soon as he was poor, she's out of there. That was her only goal, was his money. Yeah, dude. Oh my God. Fuck you, money. Speaking of fuck you money, that's a perfect thing to end it on. Fuck you. This kid had enough money to live a fuck you life. You know, the American dream. Fuck you. Fuck you. That kid had fuck you money, and he threw it all away. That's gambling. What do you guys think? Please let me know in the comments down below. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.
I need to know if you got the fucking brains to walk when it's time to walk.
People don't, you know. Ball players who can't play anymore. Assholes trying to maintain a standard of living not possible anymore. A lot of those around. I've seen you be $500,000 up.
I've been up $2.5 million.
What do you got on you?
Nothing.
What'd you put away?
Nothing.
You get up $2.5 million, any asshole in the world knows what to do. You get a house with a 25-year roof, an indestructible Jap economy shitbox. You put the rest into the system at 3-5% to pay your taxes, and that's your base, get me? That's your fortress of fucking solitude. And that puts you for the rest of your life at a level of fuck you. Somebody wants you to do something? Fuck you. Boss pisses you off? Fuck you. Own your house. Have a couple bucks in the bank. Don't drink. That's all I have to say to anybody at any social level. Did your grandfather take risks?
Yes.
I guarantee he did it from a position of fuck you. A wise man's life is based around fuck you. The United States of America is based on fuck you. You're a king. You have an army. Greatest navy in the history of the world. Fuck you. Blow me. We'll fuck it up ourselves. Which we have done. Beautiful fuck you position lost forever. King George III looks like a fucking birthday present. This is the grandson of the 17th richest man in California.
Does he drink?
What he wants is money, because he doesn't know when to say that's it. I'm $2 million ahead. Fuck it. Fuck you. I have a car and a house and a family, and it's all paid for. Fuck you.
I mean, even I did that. He wants to stop by a pit of blossom.
I'll have a beer just like anybody else, thank you.
What kind?
Any kind.
I got 37 beers, don't fucking put it on me.
But he did put it on you, miss. You still owe large two places you shouldn't. Why do you want door number 3?
How else do I get out?
Time payment, sell your sperm, sell your ass, how the fuck should I know? I am of the universe, and you know what it's worth.
It's worth plenty.
If I give you this money and you don't pay me back, there are no rules. You never get to say fuck you to anybody ever. You will get me not just what you owe me from your family. You will get me their accounts so I can have them vacuum from Russia. You jump off a bridge, you can do it knowing I will kill your entire bloodline. Do you understand the gravity of your situation?
I understand.
You get up, you get out. 260 is requested.
What's this?
This much money, what's a car? What do you want to be able to say to me?